Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, December 12th. Can the maker of Twinkies succeed with sugar-free cookies and natural ingredients? Hostess Brands, famous for Twinkies, Ho-Hos, and Ding Dongs, is buying Voortman's Bakery, a little-known Canadian cookie company, for $320 million. You may not know that company by name, but you probably grew up with some of its 60 cookie brands, perhaps vanilla wafers or its famous Dutch windmill cookies. In a business world that celebrates startups, both Hostess and Voortman's are pretty long in the tooth. Hostess opened its doors in 1919 with the invention of the Hostess cupcake, you know, the smooth, chocolate-covered, cream-filled cake with a little white frosting squiggle on top. But Hostess really came into its own when it launched the Twinkie in 1930. The Twinkie has survived for the last 90 years with no signs of going away. We're not talking about a single Twinkie here. We're talking about the brand, okay? Yes, it has become the butt of numerous jokes and the target of an urban legend talking about, how long they last on the shelves. The saying is that perhaps Twinkies are so chemically laden they never go bad. Well, for the record, Twinkies used to have an official shelf life of 20-odd days. A few years ago, Hostess pumped up their preservatives, and now Twinkies can sit safely on your local 7-Eleven shelf for about 45 days or a month and a half. Voortman's is a youngster compared to Hostess. Their corporate history begins in 1951, when two Dutch brothers, William and Harry Voortman, began baking cookies in a Canadian kitchen. In 2015, Harry sold Voortman's to a private equity firm called Swander Pace Capital. Swander Pace kept Voortman's original cookie brands and its iconic Dutch girl logo. So, what is a company like Hostess, known for everything that Voortman's is not, doing acquiring the more modest, less artificial bakery? It's expanding into so-called adjacent categories, that's what. In this case, they're trying to move into the $8.5 billion cookie market. While Voortman's is the leading seller of sugar-free cookies, Hostess has no cookies at all. But the Twinkie maker has flirted with cookies over the last few years, albeit timidly. In 2016, former CEO Bill Toler cautiously dipped Hostess's toes into the brownie market. And he said there are also questions around cookies, but we don't want to go too far afield. Oh, the audacity. But the time is now right. There's greater and greater interest in so-called healthy foods, even when it comes to desserts. The Wall Street Journal notes that 38% of Americans said in a 2018 Pew Research survey that they were limiting their sugar intake. Voortman's is well positioned to take advantage of that desire. A couple of years ago, under its new ownership, Voortman's began removing artificial ingredients and high fructose corn syrup from its offerings, first with regular brands and later with its line of sugar-free treats. The changes seem to have worked. Voortman's sales have been growing at the fast pace of 5% a year. That's speedier than the rest of the cookie business and far faster than the market for packaged donuts and pastries. As a result, the $1.8 billion Hostess has overcome its earlier cookie-adjacent jitters and is hungrily eyeing a growing treats category called better-for-you snacks. And that's where many of Voortman's brands live. Acquiring Voortman should bulk up Hostess's offerings and help it compete with yet another oldster in the plastic-wrapped pastry business, McKee Foods, a $1.5 billion company founded in 1934. McKee owns the iconic Little Debbie snacks, which are equally full of sugar and fat, like Hostess cakes, but the privately owned company has had an advantage that Hostess didn't. McKee owns the Sunbelt brand of better-for-you snacks. Many are made with whole grains, and McKee claims they have no preservatives. These sweet strategies go to show that when it comes to sugar, we're rather conflicted. Yes, sugar-free and healthier treats are growing as a category, but so too are what industry experts call blissful indulgences. Blame that on stress eating, a growing phenomenon that marketers like Hostess love. Which is why this acquisition of Voortman's is putting a huge smile on the faces of Hostess execs and the analysts that follow the company. Twinkies keep growing, but Hostess gets a whole lot of better-for-you treats to add to its creamy, fluffy arsenal of indulgent snacks. For Hostess, that may be just the stuff it needs to stay at the top of the sweet goods market. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, when was the last time you had a Twinkie? You don't have to tell us. We just want you to keep listening. Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.